The Night Monster by James Swain. Narrated by Peter J. Fernandez. To Michael Connolly. Whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process he does not become a monster. And when you look into an abyss, the abyss also looks into you. Nietzsche. Part 1. The Rabbit Hole. Prologue. Cops weren't supposed to get frightened. The badge and the uniform and the gun strapped to a cop's side were intended to ward off the normal fears that most people experienced when confronted by unspeakable horror and evil. But it didn't always work out that way. Cops got scared, just like everyone else. Sometimes they got so scared they ran for their lives. Other times they got shaken to the core and never forgot the things they'd seen. It happened to me, 2 years into the job. I was going home in my cruiser when I got the distress call. A woman was being assaulted at the Sunny Isle apartment complex, and a neighbor had called 911. Sunny Isle was a mile from where I lived, so I took the call. According to the dispatcher, a college student named Naomi Dunn was being assaulted by a man inside her apartment. It had sounded like a domestic disturbance, something I'd dealt with many times as a cop. When the dispatcher had asked if I wanted backup, I'd said no. I could handle the situation. The dispatcher had told me to proceed with caution. I arrived at Sunny Isle a few minutes later. Four orange stucco buildings.